Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Here we are in Music Master trying to see if somebody can take all of the prizes, and maybe, just maybe, that person will be Karina Fitzsimons in Wexford. Karina, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, I said Fitzsimons, it's Fitzharris.
Yeah.
I'm reading my own handwriting wrong because I scribbled it too quickly.
That's no problem.
So how are the Fitzharrises today? All good?
All good, Dave, yeah.
Right, good. You at home there on your own? Anyone else around?
My partner's here with me, John.
Okay, John. Is John going to help you out?
He's a musician, so I hope so.
Oh, right. He should be able to then. All right. Well, let's see. Look, as long as I hear the answer from you, Karina, you can get all the help you want. Are you ready to choose your category?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Round one.
So three to choose from is your first up, Karina. You can have either part of the clan.
Meow.
Or polyglot. What would you like?
Part of the clan.
Part of the clan. Okay. These are artists with Irish heritage we're asking you about, okay? People with Irish heritage.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Name Rosemary Clooney's very famous nephew.
Pass.
George Clooney. Trent Reznor is the lead singer of which band who sang Hurt?
Sorry,
that's all right. Nine Inch Nails. She started out her career playing Lizzie McGuire, but named this Irish-American actress and singer.
No.
Hilary Duff. George O'Dowd is the real name of which famous English singer?
No.
Boy George. Howie Duro has an Irish dad, but what American boy band is he in? Sure, have a guess at a boy band there.
No.
Backstreet Boys. Jerry Garcia was a member of which band? The Grateful Dead or Sad Alive?
The Grateful Dead.
Yes. John Lydon has been in Public Image Limited in what iconic punk band? Ah, the drums are in. It was Sex Pistols.
Ah,
okay. Okay, 1 point there so far, Karina. Let's go to the bonus round and see how you do.
Okay.
Bonus round.
Now, I should apologise in advance because the bonus round is called Dave Hums. So it's me humming songs, famous songs. You'll have about 8 or 9 seconds of each one. And you have to work out what they are. Obviously, your category of people with Irish heritage applies.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to guess what song they are. Here's your first one. Artist entitled to that one. Who's that?
No, I've
not done that one. That's Billie Eilish and Bad Guy is that one. All right, try this one. Any ideas, Karina?
No.
No. Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days. I was humming away there. What about this one? You'll get this one, I'd say.
Oasis.
Yeah, what song?
Wonderwall.
You got one, absolutely right. John in the background there giving you support. 1 plus 1 is 2. A score of 2, Karina.
Oh, God, they were embarrassed.
It's gotten into the final before. You never know. So sit around. Don't go anywhere now. Sit tight there. We're going to see what happens when Philip has a go. If he beats two, we'll come back and I'll tell you that you'll get the Dave Moore mug. But if he doesn't, sure you can get through to the finals.
Music Master. On Today FM.
Philip Haddon is in Limerick this morning. How are you, Philip?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. What are you up to?
I'm down in City Cork here now. Fixing credit card machines and payroll machines.
Credit card machines? Jeez, fair play to you. Are they hard to fix when they go banjaxed?
Sometimes, but it's easy when you know how it's like, you know.
Be honest, do you just plug them out and pull them back in again?
Sometimes not. It's a bit trickier than that now, Davey.
I say it is, in fairness. I'm only slagging you. Only slagging you.
What's
well, like,
crack with you, Dave?
Say again?
What's the crack with you?
Crack of me is I'm looking forward to the match tonight, Philip. Can't wait. Ireland, England in the Aviva, the women's national team. What a game. And like England are just so good. So it's going to be a real challenge. But I think the girls can do it. I predicted last night we're going to win 2-1. So You can come back to me tomorrow if we don't.
That's the job. Every time I'm in the shower, I'm thinking of you and the bloody legs.
Go on, man, Philip. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. That's my crowning achievement as a broadcaster. It's not anything I've ever said, any interview I've ever done, any comment I've ever made. No, it's the fact that Philip Hannon in Limerick thinks about me when he's in the shower. That's all I ever want. All right, let's jump into the first round for you, Philip.
Round one.
In this round, you get to choose one of two categories, because part of the clan is gone. That was what Karina took. But you can have either
meow
or polyglot. What would you like?
Give it the meow, sir.
The go meow, on. Right. We'll go for bands named after animals. So that's a good clue for you. 60 seconds on the clock, and here we go. Eric Clapton started his career as a member of which band? The Garden Owls or the Yardbirds?
Garden Owls.
It wasn't, it was the Yardbirds. Finish the Arctic Monkeys song title, Fluorescent.
Green.
Adolescent. Father and Son by Cat Stevens was covered by which Irish boy band?
Don't know.
Boyzone. I Thought Love Was Only True in Fairy Tales is a lyric from which song?
I Thought Love Was Only True in Fairy Tales, then I saw her face.
I'm a believer. I thought you were going to sing the next line. The County Crows sang Accidentally in Love. It was nominated for an Oscar after appearing in which film franchise?
Don't know.
Shrek.
Right.
Def Leppard sang Pour Some What?
Pour Some Water.
Sugar on Me. Alien Ant Farm had a 2001 hit single that was a cover of which Michael Jackson song?
I don't want this one. Smooth Criminal.
Yes, Smooth Criminal. How many years' time did Noah and the Whale sing about?
100 years.
5 years. Them crooked vultures on the time is up.
Sounds
okay,
good.
You got a point as well. The same as Karina.
Here we go, no pressure.
So no pressure. You need to get at least one right to tie it up into a tiebreaker. Any more than that now, and you'll be a winner, but we'll see how you do. So here we go. We're jumping into the bonus round now.
Bonus round.
So same thing, I'm going to be humming songs for you.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. But anyway, you've got your overall clue. They're bands named after animals, all right?
Lovely.
Okay, here's your first one. What song is this? Artist and title, please.
Looking back at where I belong.
Looking back at where I belong. No, not the name. What's the name of it?
I don't know that one, Dave. Sorry.
You don't? Okay, that's Atomic Kitten and Hole Again.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, try this one.
Don't You Know Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me?
What's the name of the band? We'll give you that for Don't You. You said the words.
Don't you? The
Pussycat
Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls, he's in there. He got that one. All right, now listen, you need this one to win it because you've tied it up now. With Karina, you've got 2 points. Yeah. So if you get this one right, you'll be the winner. If not, we'll go to a tiebreaker situation. Okay, here we go.
Having a clue, Dave. Sorry, bud.
No worries.
That's the tough one.
That's the Eagles and Take It Easy. Right, so this is quite exciting. Karina, are you there? Karina?
Yeah.
Hi, you're there. And Philip, you're there.
I'm here, boys and girls.
Well, here's the exciting thing, is we are now going into a
tiebreaker round.
Tiebreaker round. It's very simple and straightforward. You're going to shout your name if you know the answer. So let me hear a Karina.
Karina.
Let me hear a Philip.
Philip.
Okay, Karina's phone line ain't the best, so I'm going to keep my ears open really tight when I say this. Right, I'm going to ask you this question. If you know the answer, shout your name. The question is, which Aussie rock band will play Croke Park in August?
Karina,
who is it?
AC/DC
is absolutely the right answer. Well done! Hard luck to you, Philip. You didn't jump in fast enough, unfortunately, so we'll send you out the Dave Moore mug, Philip. You have a nice cup of tea out of that.
Top dog.
All right, see you later. Bye. And Karina.
Yeah.
Hopefully that phone on yours will improve, because you're about to do the final round.
Final round.
In this final round, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist, Karina. You'll get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Right, the year is 1976. The place is Providence, Rhode Island in the United States. And the lyric is, it's a shame we have to play these games. Any guesses quick?
No.
Ah, oh, do you know who it was? It was the brilliant Blue Cantrell. Yeah, Hit 'Em Up Style is the song. Blue Cantrell is the artist we were looking for. Karina, I'm sorry, I can't give you out all the stuff, but I will send you out a gorgeous pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones, all right?
Oh, that's really good. Thanks a
All right,
Dave.
Karina, have a lovely day. Say hi to John for me.
You too.
See ya, bye. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.